Chapter 21. The Assyrian Empire Pul and Tiglath-Pileser II. Upon this, the most of the writers on this subject attempt to make Pul and Tiglath-Pileser the same individual. Indeed, Say says that he fact of their identity is now completely established. Though he does not present the evidence of it except in the name Ulu for Tiglath-Pileser in the Babylonian list. He takes this as being his name originally, and holds that when he usurped the Assyrian throne, he adopted the name of his great predecessor, Tiglath-Pileser I. This might all be true, and yet he be not the Pul of the scripture statement. The Bible statements as to El king of Assyria and Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria are too explicit to allow the two names to refer to the same individual, without evidence of the most positive and unquestionable character. This confusion is made greater because of the date of the accession of Tiglath-Pileser placed in the Assyrian list at 745 BC. Tiglath-Pileser himself says that he received tribute from Menahem of Israel, and several times names Azariah Uzziah of Judah in a way that shows that Azariah was then living. Of course, this date, 745 BC, cannot be held with these records without throwing out of date more than 40 years, two whole series of scripture statements. It is impossible to do this without making confusion worse confounded. Those writers who have attempted this have been obliged either to bring down the dates of the kings of Israel and Judah to a time where they cannot possibly belong or else to invent new kings to meet the demand, or both. The scripture account is followed here. It is true, this will not be in perfect harmony with the dates assigned to Tiglath-Pileser, though it will be much more in harmony with the facts on both sides, and with after dates, than it could possibly be to adopt the other view. To accept 727 BC as the year of Tiglath-Pileser death, and allow Pul to have reigned 8 or 9 years, to 764 or 763, and Tiglath-Pileser to come to the throne within the last 2 years of the reign of Menahem, and thus to receive tribute from him, is easy, and agrees with all except the dates from the beginning of the reign of Tiglath-Pileser till his last years. This would give to Tiglath-Pileser a reign of but 36 years in length. Indeed, to allow him to come to the throne after only 1 year reign of Pul, would give him a reign of only 44 years, which would not be at all an unreasonable length. However, it is not here claimed that it is impossible for the scripture statements concerning Pul and Tiglath-Pileser to refer to the same individual under different names. It is here only held that the scripture is too explicit as to there having been two of them, to be set aside upon the evidence that so far has been presented in favor of the two names referring to the same individual. It is presumed that there is more probability of mistake in the Assyrian records, or in deductions based upon them, than in the scriptures. And much more probability of one or two mistakes there, than that there should be a whole series of mistakes in the scriptures. The records which were left by Tiglath-Pileser II show that it was not in vain that he adopted the royal name of the original Tiglath-Pileser. His name and titles he gives in the following words: Tiglath-Pileser, the great king, the mighty king, king of the whole world, king of Assyria, king of Babylon, king of Sumer and Akkad, king of the four regions from the Sea of Bityak in Persian Gulf to Bithynia of the rising of the sun, and from the sea of the setting of the sun to Mutsri Egypt. From the west to the east the countries ruled, and exercised kingship over them. Tiglath-Pileser II changed the order of procedure which had been followed by all his predecessors. Instead of slaughtering the people by wholesale, as Ashur-natsir-pal and Shalmaneser II had done, he transported them by wholesale from their native countries to other points far off in the empire. By this means he avoided the necessity of passing around year by year to quell revolts in all the provinces of the empire. There has been found an account of his, covering the time from the beginning to the 17th year of his reign. At the beginning he names 36 peoples whom, he says, LL of them on the banks of the rivers Tigris, Euphrates, and Euripi, to the midst of the river Acne, which is over against the lower sea, I subdued. Their spoil I spoiled. Upon Tel-Kamri, which they called the city Kumit, a city I built. Karasher its name I called. People of the countries, the spoil of my hands, in the midst I placed. Of Babylonia, he says, and Sippara, Nifer, Babylon, Borsippa, Cutha, Kis, Dilbat, and Erech, cities without equals, splendid sacrifices to Bel, Zerbanit, Nebo, Tasmit, Nergal, Laz, the great gods, my lords, I offered, and they loved my priesthood. Broad Cardunias to its whole extent I ruled, and exercised kingship over it. He cities. I took 155,000 people and children from them. Their horses and cattle without number I carried off. Those countries to the boundaries of Assyria I added. Next he speaks of the people on the border of Elam, the Pukudu, that is, the people of Pukad, whom, he says, as it were with the net I struck down, with slaughter of them I slaughtered, much spoil of them I spoiled. These Pukudu and the city of Lachir, which looks toward the midst of the city of Kilimu, and the city of Pilutu, which is on the side of Elam, to the territory of Assyria I added, and in the hands of my general, the governor of Aravka, I allotted. Of Chaldea, its cities, and its people, he says, as many as there were, I carried away, and in the midst of Assyria I settled. Chaldu to its whole extent like dust I trod it down. 55,000 people together with their goods. 30,000 people together with their goods. 50,600 people together with their goods, their spoil, their stuff, their possessions and their gods I carried off. Besides these, many others which are not numbered, were also carried off. Groves of palms and date palms, which are the growth of the country I destroyed. And their cities owe their whole extent like a ruin of the deluge I destroyed. To mounds and ruins I reduced. The tribute silver, gold, precious stones, I received. Merodach Baladan son of Yakin, king of the sea the Persian Gulf, who in the time of the kings my fathers, into the presence of none of them had come, and kissed their feet, fear of the majesty of Asher my lord cast him down, and to Sapia, into my presence, he came, and kissed my feet. Gold, the dust of his country, in abundance, implements of gold, necklaces of gold, precious stones, the produce of the sea, beams of wood, party-colored garments, perfumes in abundance of all kinds, oxen, sheep, as his tribute I received. Next he names 30 countries, districts of remote Media, which he says, oh their whole extent like dust I overwhelmed, and their fighting men in numbers I slew. 60,500 people, together with their goods, their horses, their mules, their humped oxen, their sheep, without number I carried off. Their cities I destroyed, I laid waste, and with fire I burned. To mounds and ruins I reduced. The countries of remote Media, to the territory of Assyria I added. The cities which were in them, anew I built. The worship of Asher my lord in the midst I established. People from the countries, the conquests of my hands, therein I settled. My generals as governors over them I appointed. The tribute of Media and Elipai, and the chiefs of the cities of the mountains, all of them, as far as Bichni, was horses, mules, humped oxen, and sheep. Of the Arabians, he says that he cities of the Temanians, the Sabines, the Ka'apians, the Badanians, the boundaries of the setting sun, who knew no rivals, whose place was remote, the might of my dominion. They heard, and submitted to my dominion. Gold, silver, camels, she-camels, perfumes in abundance of all kinds, as their tribute at once to my presence they brought and kissed my feet. He was ready to measure power even with Egypt, for he says, Dibili as a watchover against Egypt I appointed. One king, however, of the country of Tubal, refused to pay tribute. And, says Tiglath-Pileser, he things of Assyria sought to rival, and into my presence did not come. The king of Assyria therefore sent his general, the Rabshak, who put down the aspiring kinglet, and seated a certain Huli, the son of an unknown person, on the throne of his royalty, and carried away 0 talents of gold, 1,000 talents of silver, 2,000 horses. He sent the Rabshak to Tyre also, and exacted of Etena of Tyre 150 talents of gold. Of the connection of Tiglath-Pileser II with Syria and Palestine, There is more said in his records than of any other nation. Of the kings in these countries he names Rezin, of Damascus, Menahem, Pekah, and Hashi, of Israel, and Azariah and Ahaz of Judah. These accounts are much mutilated, yet some points can be gathered from them. Menahem, as we have seen chapter 20, is the king in whose time Assyria first invaded Israel. And in the following list of kings from whom Tiglath-Pileser III received tribute, it will be seen that Rezin, of Syria, and Menahem, of Samaria, are named. He tribute of Kastaspi, of Kamuha. Rezin, of Syria, Menahem, of Samaria. Hiram, of Tyre. Sibati Bahil, of Gebel. Yeriki, of Qui. Pisaris, of Carchemish. Enil of Hamath. Vashrami, of Tubal. And Zabibi, queen of Arabia. Gold, silver lead, iron, skins of buffaloes, horns of buffaloes, clothing of wool and linen, violet wool, purple wool, strong wood, weapon wood, female slaves, royal treasures, the skins of sheep, their fleece of shining purple, birds of the sky, the feathers of their wings of shining velvet, horses, riding horses, oxen and sheep, camels, she-camels and young ones, in the midst of the city of Arpad received. His references to Azariah are now so much mutilated that but little that is definite can be gathered from them. Yet as some information can be obtained from reading only the names in such a place, what remains will be inserted just as it stands. It seems that Uzziah was in league with the kings of the country of Hamath, and had either led, or sent, troops there to help defend that country against Assyria. We have already seen chapter 13, that Uzziah was so successful in his own expeditions that his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt. What remains of Tiglath-Pileser account is as follows: course of my expedition, the tribute of the kings. Azariah of Judah like a Azariah of Judah in without number to high heaven were raised in their eyes which as from heaven war and subdue the feet of great army of Assyria they heard, and their heart feared. Their cities I pulled down, destroyed to Azariah turned and strengthened him and Judah of Azariah, my hand greatly captured. Write tribute like that of 19 districts of Hamath, and the cities which were round them, which are beside the sea of the setting sun, in sin and defiance, to Azariah had turned, to the boundaries of Assyria I added, and my generals governors over them I appointed. In the following fragment the captivity that Tiglath-Pileser made of John, and Abel-Beth-Macha, and Janoah, and Kadesh, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, is beyond all questions spoken of, he cities Nidi, Gal-Heabel, which is the boundary of the land of Beth-Omri, lee wide the whole of it, to the borders of Assyria I joined, my generals governors over them I appointed. It is easy to supply that which is lacking in this passage to cause it to tell plainly its original story. Alhi is plainly enough Galilee. Bil is the element Bel enabled Beth-Macha. And I is the final element in Naphtali. The passage then would read, he cities of Galilee and Abel-Beth-Macha which is the boundary of the land of the house of Omri, Naphtali wide the whole of it, to the borders of Assyria I joined. This passage from the inscription of Tiglath-Pileser is therefore the exact counterpart of the Bible verse relating to the same thing. In the following fragments, this conquest of the land of Israel is again referred to. And the death of Pekah and the appointment of Hashi to the kingdom of Israel, is related, whom in my former campaigns all their cities I had reduced. His helpers, Samaria alone I left. Pekah their king. He land of Omri. Ilit, the tribe. The goods of its people and their furniture to Rea I sent. Pekah their king and Hashi to the kingdom over him them I appointed. Their tribute of them I received, and to Assyria I sent. Sais renders this passage thus, he land of Beth-Omri overran. A selection of its inhabitants with their goods I transported to Assyrian. Pekah their king I put to death, and I appointed Hashi to the sovereignty over them. 10 talents of gold, talents of silver as their tribute I received and I transported them to Assyria. The campaign in which he slew Rezin, of Damascus, is evidently referred to in the following fragment. His warriors I captured with the sword I destroyed. Ruset Luri before him. The lords of chariots and their arms I broke and their horses I captured. His warriors carrying bows, bearing shields and the spears, in hand I captured them and their fighting line of battle. He to save his life fled away alone and like a deer, and into the great gate of his city he entered. His generals alive in hand I captured, and on crosses I raised them. His country I subdued. 45 men of his camp. Damascus his city I besieged, and like a caged bird I enclosed him. His forests, the trees of which were without number, I cut down and I did not leave one. Hadara the house of the father of Rezin, of Syria. The city of Samala I besieged, I captured, 800 people and children of them. Their oxen their sheep I carried captive, 750 women of the city of Karuza. The city Armai, 550 women of the city of Mituna I carried captive, 591 cities of 16 districts of Syria like a flood I swept. His mention of Ai is bringing his tribute, is in a passage where he names 8 peoples of the extreme northwest, among whom is Ashurmi of Tubal. And toward the south the people of Carchemish, of Hamath, and of Arvad on the seacoast, who brought tribute. Following Arvad are named, Edendi, of Ascalon, Yahazi of Judah, Kavasmalak of Edom, Muz, Hanan of Gaza, gold, silver, lead, iron, antimony, clothing, the clothing of their country, lapis lazuli, produce of the sea and land, taken from their country, selected for my kingdom, horses and asses trained to the yoke. The last 2 years of his life, Tiglath-Pileser reigned in Babylon, for a Babylonian chronicle gives the following record. Tiglath-Pileser sat upon the throne in Babylon. In his second year, that is, his second year in Babylon, Tiglath-Pileser died in the month Tebet, December, January, about 727. 4 years Tiglath-Pileser the sovereignty over Akkad and Assyria had exercised. For 2 years he reigned in Akkad. During the time of weakness and revolt in Assyria, before the accession of Tiglath-Pileser II, Babylonia was broken up into districts ruled by petty kings. A certain Yakin, or Baladan, the father of Merodach-Baladan, became master of the tract on the coast at the head of the Persian Gulf. And toward the north, various princes, Naudina, Zakiru, and others obtained petty governments which they administered in their own name. In 747 BC, Nabonassar established himself at the head of affairs in Babylon itself. Nabonassar was the most energetic and determined one among these would-be kings. He took a step by which he succeeded in being ever after remembered. At least, he destroyed all the records that he could get hold of kings who had preceded him in Babylon, and began to number the years from the date of his own accession 747 BC. And thus came the Ra of Nabonassar. He held the throne of Babylon 14 years. He seems to have made peaceful submission to Tiglath-Pileser, and to have remained on friendly terms with him, as he was allowed to govern Babylon unmolested as long as he lived. He was succeeded in 733 by Nadius, who reigned 2 years, to 731, and after him came their weak kings, Chinzenes, Porus, and Elolaus, by name, when Merodach-Baladan, who had succeeded his father as king of the coast territory, extended his authority over the upper country, and became king of Babylon in fact. Shalmaneser IV, or Shalmaneser, in Assyria sat upon the throne and the 25th day of the month Tebet, the same month in which Tiglath-Pileser II died, December, January, 727 BC. And or 5 years Shalmaneser reigned over the countries of Akkad and Assyria. Of Shalmaneser there are no further definite records in the inscriptions except that during his first year he remained home. In his last 3 years, campaigns are recorded against some country. But in all 3 instances, the name of the place has been obliterated. By the Bible, however, we know what king and country was at least included in these campaigns. For there the word is, "Gainst him Hashi came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria." And Hoshi became his servant, and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshi, for he had sent messengers to So king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up, and bound him in prison. And the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. 2 Kings 17:3-5. In his fifth year Salmanasarid died, the month of Tebet.